Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Erica, how you doing?
I am doing stupendous. I couldn't think of another word. Getting over strep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was out all week.
Well, that sucks. Wow. Yeah, every time I think I've had strep twice. You're not supposed to get it more than once, but I remember getting it twice. It's no fun.
Oh, when I was younger, if someone said strep, I had strep. I didn't think you could get it as an adult, but here I am. I was supposed to be out of work until Monday, but I'm like, my bills don't care that I had strep. Strep, what a strep. Alabama Power doesn't care.
Oh, absolutely. I know how that
they
is.
They don't. So, okay, I'm not in trouble in my performance review, so what's up?
So, we're going to start doing a monthly performance review.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is basically you have a grade. You have like 6 criteria that I'll get to grade you from 1 to 4. 1 is poor, 2 is fair, 3 is good, and 4 is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You're graded on product knowledge, work quality, training, efficiency, technical skills, and attendance.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually, I'm giving you all 4s except in attendance. You're getting a 3.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand. I have been sick. Well, no, all my stuff has been excused.
All of them are excused. Well, I have you in the attendance section that has you adhering to 87.25%. I tell you what. I'm going to bump it up to a perfect 4 this time with the expectation that it's going to be that or better in the next 30 days.
Yeah, no, like I said, everything's excused. I don't understand why it would be, because I log in at 9. If I'm out of work, I'm sending D an excuse. Like it's Dr. Wybinga or my dentist. So everything I've been out for, I think the only thing I haven't that I didn't call out for, I had a migraine one day and I was like, I don't think I'm going to go to the doctor for a migraine. But other than that, I can't think of anything that was excused. And I'm not one to argue when something is wrong on my end.
No, I agree. So we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that for you. You're a great addition to the team. At this point, the way that we have people coming in and out, you're practically a veteran.
I know. I'm at my 6-month mark, man.
Exactly. That's practically, that's twice as long as most people. So that's awesome. I'm glad to have you here on my team. And if you have any questions or issues,
mm-hmm.
you know, you always feel free to reach out to me at any time.
Of course, of course. Is there anything that I can improve on?
Well, I'm really everything that I coach you on, you knock it out of the ballpark. You were back on the hundreds club last week. Making 100s for the month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just really doing everything. Just keep doing what you're doing and don't backslide.
Oh yeah, no, I'm trying not to. And then like I'll catch myself like one of the biggest issues I have is like say I'll come off of a penguin call. This happened today. I came off a penguin call, and when you answer penguin, you know it's thank you for calling customer care. Thank you for calling customer support. You come off like 3 or 4 penguin calls, and then you hit an FJ call. And you're like, oh, thank you for calling customer care. And you're like, oh, God, I just should say thank you for calling Fragrantial's customer support. And I'll try to squeeze in there somewhere. You know, I'll say thank you for calling customer support. And then, I'll try to squeeze in there. Whom do I have the pleasure of speaking to? Thank you for calling, Fragrantial's customer service. I try to sweep some sand over it or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's just, the best you can do is just try to pay attention to what campaign pops up on your tab.
Oh yeah.
You know, when the that's the only thing. I don't even do fragrant jewels, so luckily
yeah.
I don't have to run into that problem.
No, I don't know if Kayla does QA on that or if actually the client does QA on that.
I think they do have someone who does QA on that on our end.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's also calls that are reviewed by the client as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I am glad to hear that I am doing spectacular.
Spectacular. The word they use here is excellent. You're
excellent.
Doing excellent.
Splendiferous.
Yes, exactly.
So, I have a question.
To answer questions.
Cool. I don't know. What would I have? I think I'd have to be in office for this. What would I have to do to be a lead? Would I have to be in office for that, or would I have to take on more campaigns or anything like that?
Well, the important thing is just to keep doing what you're doing as far as your attendance and your performance, and
mm-hmm.
just, you know, be on the radar. I can mention something that you asked about, being a possible team lead at one point. And
mm-hmm.
then if you ever, you know, I can plant that seed, I'll go ahead and do that and mention that during our conversation, you were showed interest in being a possible team lead. And
mm-hmm.
I am confident that it is something that you could do. So, you know, I'll definitely put your name in that hat, and we'll
yeah.
see where it goes from there.
Awesome, because I see, like, in chats, like, in our group chats, for instance, like, I see stuff, and I'm like, I know the answer to that. Well, I know the answer to that, and I see people waiting for an answer, but I don't want to step on any toes and answer something that isn't, you know.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, don't do that, because you know, normally it's, even if we have a team leads off, normally it's generally like one person assigned
mm-hmm.
to handle those type of questions.
Mm-hmm. And
so
I just,
we
want to. Exactly. I just, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just want to, be more beneficial to the company than I am at this moment. I mean, like you said, you know, I'm doing good and all that stuff. I'm not trying to be arrogant or cocky. I'm just going off of what you've said. And I would just
mm-hmm.
like to give more to the company, because like I told Dianca today, you know, I had something that I had to handle today, and it took a hot minute to handle it. And I was like, you know, thank you so much for being so understanding. You know, y'all are such great, you know, managers, leads and stuff, and it makes such a huge difference. And I would just want to be able to give back to the company like the company has given to me.
Oh yeah, I understand completely, and that is something that, like I said, I feel like you could do it. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of it has to be the opportunity to where they're going to be looking for leads.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you kind of got to kind of get lucky at that aspect. But
mm-hmm.
then at the same time, you do have, I believe you would be more than qualified. So, like I said, that's something that I would be willing to push you up for.
Awesome. Well,
as far
I really,
as my whole suggestions.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate your faith in me. It means a lot.
It really does. And, you know, it's not just, I'm not just blowing smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I
well,
really
it's,
think
I'm,
that you've done an excellent job, and it reflects in, you know, your QAs and the work that you put out, your production.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I try very hard.
And
so.
It shows.
Well, I do. Like, I feel like I'm decent at this job, and I take pride in my work. I didn't come to this job for like that 2-week training paycheck. No, I didn't do that. I wanted to do something and move up and, you know, progress a little bit. And like I said, I've found a job that I found, you know, something that I want to make long term, and I like it very much. I like the people I work with, not so much the people that I have to talk to on the phone, but I absolutely enjoy everybody that I work with. And that makes just such a huge difference.
It really does. And, you know, there's a lot of places where you don't have that sort of family feel. And
exactly.
I do enjoy that here.
Exactly, exactly. Like, I sent Dee, you know, my, you know, the doctor wanted me out of work until, goodness gracious, until Monday. And I was like, no, I can't do that. And so I hit Dee and Nate up, and I was like, look, I can't afford this. I can't afford. And they're like, well, as long you're not in office, you're not getting anybody sick, get on the phone. We need you. And then yesterday I was like, no, I can't do it today. I'm feeling worse. I've got to go back to the doctor. They're like, all right, we locked you out. You're not working today. And nobody made me feel bad about it. You know, nobody made me feel guilty because I was sick.
Yes. God. And you know what? I come from a job where, you know, before this, they definitely would have. They guilt trip you every time you tried, you had to, you know, couldn't work.
Exactly.
It's
like,
not supposed to be that way.
Yeah, like if you go back and listen to a few of my calls from last week, I sounded like one of those sisters from The Simpsons. And I'm not even like smoking anymore, and I'm just like, no, I can't be on the phone sounding like I smoked a whole pack of Camel Filterless at one time. I can't be on the phone sounding like that. So, but no, I'm super happy that my review is good this week, or this month. That is amazing. And I do appreciate your faith in me and your praise. It means a lot.
Well, I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly glad.
Of
and if
course.
You have any other issues, you know, I'm just one message away.
Yes, sir. Well,
I'm
going to
submit your review. What you do is, it's a, do you know where the write-ups are located? Where, like, if you were to get one, where you got to click to,
yes, I do.
To sign off?
I do know where those are. Let me pull my agent review up real quick. It's where you do your times and all that stuff, your time acceptances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Same areas. I submitted this one. The last one I did, they said they couldn't see it. I'm just curious to see if you could actually see this one.
I see one from today, the 9th. Let's see here. But I can't, I'm clicking on it. It says Erica Warren, E. Warren Ask, start 3-9, in 4-9, John Van Landingham. I can click on it, but it's not letting me do anything. Do I go to edit?
Hey, does it go down and show that you got 6-4s and your attendance number is 87.252990?
I see
so
all
you
that.
Can scroll down. You scroll down to the bottom and hit the employee signature and date and add any notes if you want to add any notes yourself. And then you can hit submit, and then I can close this one.
Okay, can I submit, like, can I do what we talked about with my attendance? Or do, since we've said that's going to be, like, whatever, do I just need to hit submit?
Hit submit, because this is what we're doing today. And, you know,
okay.
And I already popped your attendance up to a 4 on my end since, you know, you did bring those excuses, so.
Okay, because like I said, I have, if like I'm, man, that email that Dee sent out, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, because people were calling out and doing what they weren't supposed to and not following protocol,
yeah.
That scared the dog crap out of me. I was like, oh God, oh God, you know, my attendance, oh my gosh. So anytime I am out for any reason, I do, unless it's like something, I don't know, that I can't get a doctor's excuse for, but it's mandatory that I have to be out, I do try to pull, make sure that I have an excuse for it. Even yesterday, I was telling Dee, hey, look, I'm not clocking in today. I don't feel good. I've got to take myself back to the doctor. I'll be bringing you an excuse. She's like, nah, got an excuse till the 12th. Don't worry about it. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to bring an excuse then. but no, like I said, every time that I'm out, I do try to bring an excuse. So I don't understand why my attendance is so low. I don't take lunch breaks early. I don't stay over on my lunch breaks. I clock in 5 minutes before I'm supposed to be, you know, clocked in. And usually I stay over a couple minutes late. And here recently I've been working overtime, like 2 hours every day of overtime, even on the weekends. So I don't understand why my attendance is so low.
Well, it's not, yeah. That's
not making sense to me. And it's been like that for a minute. And, like, I know I've been
Now, what time are you taking your lunch?
At the time that I'm scheduled. Like, today my lunch was at 12. I took it at 12. I came back at 12, at 1. Or, like, if I get called on a call and I go at 12:06, I'll still come back at, like, 1. I still try to come back 5 minutes before my lunch is over because I want to have that little bit of time to get, you know, my JTM going up, you know, in case there's some kind of issue with 5-9 or anything. I like to have that little window so that I don't have any glitches when I'm signing on taking calls. I'm trying to be responsible about it. But I think my lunches are scheduled.
Let me check.
I mean, unless I'm not reading the schedule right. Hey, Layla, will you turn the AC off? It's like an ice box in here. Thank you. It's cold, baby. Sorry, I have to have my little minion go turn off the air conditioning. It's freezing. But no, I don't understand why my attendance is so low. Like I said, the only thing I can think, I think I've had like one day that wasn't, I don't know, maybe half a day that wasn't excused.
Do you check your schedule every day for your lunch hour? Because some of them, like, okay, this week, Monday, your lunch was scheduled between 1:45 and 2:45.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, it was 12:15
and
1:15.
I was off work from Tuesday until – I was not supposed to come in today.
Well, like, let's say – you worked last week, though, didn't you?
Yes.
So they have a lunch hour at 12:30 to 1:30, then 1:45 to 2:45 on Tuesday. You know it's switching up like that?
Yeah, I know it's switching up like that. That's when I take them. Is it saying that I'm not taking them then?
Well, no, I'm just trying to read this bar correctly. I'm not exactly sure why.
Because that's a really low attendance score. I take my lunches as scheduled, like...
well, it's 87% is not that low, but... Yes,
but it's lower than I need it to be because that could affect me staying at home.
Correct.
And I don't understand what's doing it, and it's been like that since I've been in office. Because remember, I came to you, a few months ago, and I was like, hey, something's going on with my – because I'll see on my agent overview that my attendance is 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. And then I have you telling me, you know, I'm not angry at you about this because you're telling me what you're seeing, you know, that it's in the high 80s when that shouldn't be the case when I'm seeing 100, 99.5, 9 point whatever, 100, 100, 100. That's not adding up to me. Or then, you know, I check my paycheck and I'm getting a full paycheck. And if my attendance was off, I wouldn't be getting a full paycheck, right?
I agree. It doesn't seem to make any sense as far as if you're getting yours that says 100 each time. And then when I look at this, because I'm just going off, of course,
I can
what it
I
shows
can send
on
you
the
my
efficiency data.
Yeah, I can send you my pay stubs. It's 40 hours here, 40 hours, 41, 42, 43. Like, I'm getting overtime. Last week, I worked 48, 49 hours.
Well, now, the hours themselves, okay, so there can be a misconception. Like, and I'm not saying that that's what's doing it, but I do know that this is a thing where the hours you work, even if you, like let's say that I'm scheduled 12 to 9 each day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, and let's say that I skip my lunch, but I leave an mm-hmm. hour early. So
I don't do that.
But let's just say, for instance, just to kind of follow along what I'm leading up to
uh-huh.
is, let's say, for instance, I do that. I still work 8 hours a day, right?
Yes,
but
you...
I'm scheduled to cover 12 to 4 and then 5 to 9.
Exactly.
So if I'm not there at 9 o'clock, I'm not adhering to schedule, even though I'm working 40 hours, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I completely understand. But, like, I log in at 8:55, between 8:55 and 8:57 almost every morning. And I get off between 6 o'clock and 6:10. So, and I take my lunches like I'm supposed to. I mean, I've gone over on my breaks sometimes. Would that have anything to do with it? But not enough for it to be that low, especially like, hold on, let me look at my attendance right. Let me see.
I haven't seen your name on the adherence list too much for break. I know you,
like,
you have a, it was over today, but you have a thing going on. So I put down today not to worry about your break time.
Yeah. Like right now my attendance is at 100%. On my overview last week, it was 100%, you know, the week before that, I think it was like in the 90s. It's never in my, unless it's been like, I think I called out because my daughter had a stomach bug, while I was still in house a month or two before I left, it dropped down to an 80 something. But since then I don't think it's been below like a 90 something. And I don't understand why my attendance has been so low for so long.
I'm going to write that to Dianca and see if we could have some sort of, if we could look into it. So you're getting hundreds in your emails?
What, like in my, what do you mean in my emails?
Like you're talking about?
No,
like in your agent overview?
Yeah, in my agent overview, today, I wasn't at work for 3 days, but I still have like 100%. But I guess that's because, you know, they knew I was sick and I worked the days that I was supposed to. But no, I'm seeing, like I said, I think, I came to you once because it was like 95 and I'm like, why is it 95? And Dianca was like, and then you told me, oh no, it's like an 80 something. And I'm like, oh, what? So if there's something I'm doing that I am not aware of, because I don't want to lose working at home, I can't afford that. When I'm seeing that, you know, my attendance is decent, I mean, nobody's called me and said, hey, Erica, you know, you need to work on your attendance. Dianca hasn't called me and said, hey, because I know you and both Dianca, hey, man, your attendance is taking a nosedive. You need to do something. I haven't gotten any calls like that or anything. And like I said, all my absences are excused except a couple. And those were probably right about when I started working. So I don't, and if it's something that I'm doing, I would love to know so that I can, you know, because, you know, I take constructive criticism and I run with it. And if it's something I'm doing wrong, I need to know so that I can fix it, because I don't want to lose the privilege of working at home. Simply because I can't afford it. I can't afford it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to have that looked into. of course, we're still a long way away before they start calling people back. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're still doing vaccinations, and then you got people who don't even want to do a vaccination, which I feel like I'm not even sure I want to do one, but we'll just do it anyway.
Well, I feel like if we're at home, we shouldn't have to do vaccinations, but, you know. But that's, you know, that's a conversation for another time.
Yes.
But no, I'm just really concerned. Baby, I am on the phone with my boss. Hold on a minute, okay? Okay, so, but no, I'm just, I'm really concerned about my attendance score because it hasn't gone up since the last time I talked to you about it when I came to you about that 95. It hasn't gone up. It's just kind of stagnated.
Yeah, we're going to have that. I sent all the information to the Yonka. I'm going to see where she wants me to move forward with that so we can find out exactly what's causing your score not to be. We're saying it would be a 100. It should be, right?
I mean, if I feel like if at the very least it should be in the... I'm sorry, my dog. It should be in the mid-90s because, you know, you can go look at the penguin dedications and see when I say, Layla Jane, you can go look at the penguin dedications when I've started Penguin and see when I'm like, hey, I'm open to dedicate since I've been with Penguin. Or check my logins and check my logouts, you know. My hours when I get, you know, like... I don't take lunches. I take my lunches. And I mean, like I said, half the here recently I've been doing overtime out the nose and I'm on time. Even when I was in house, I was on time. I'm very punctual. I don't leave until my job's done. I don't leave until my shift is over. Even at home. So that is quite concerning.
Yes, I don't mean to sound like a broken record,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I really couldn't tell you without having some sort of further investigation about it. So, you know, while we're going to figure it out,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you exactly what parts that they're saying, because I'm not too sure as to why your attendance wouldn't be upper 90s either, or you know, 90s to 100 somewhere around that area, especially if you're getting reports and emails saying that you're getting that. So
yeah, my agent overview, like I said, the lowest one I've seen I think has been an 80. It's usually between 100 and in the mid 90s.
Yeah, so we'll do that.
And if I'm doing something wrong, please do let me know and I will do what I can to rectify it.
Absolutely.
As you do know.
Yes, I do. So what we're going to do is, I'm going to wait for the feedback so they can tell me what, you know, what I need to tell you, of course, to get that back up and to see exactly what's happening there.
Of course. I'm actually, because I wasn't worried about it until you told me, you know, hey, this is what it is. And I'm like, what? I think I might have stuttered a little. If that could get figured out, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Perfect. So we'll get that. We'll get to the bottom of it, and I'll let you know as soon as possible.
Awesome. Well, if you find out tonight, just hit me up on Teams. I have Teams on my phone. And I'm tomorrow and Sunday to make up for my lost time this week.
Sounds like a plan. If I get it probably won't be until tomorrow when Dayaka comes in, so we'll figure
mm-hmm.
it out.
Awesome. Okay, then. Well, I look forward to hearing from you.
Perfect. Well, thank you again for your time, Erica, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye, John. Have a good rest of your night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.